This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You may dial toll free and join us here on the radio. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
I wanted to start out tonight with something that I mentioned, I think it was last week, having in store for Melanie. We never got back to, or we never got to it later in the week. So
you saved it for me?
I've saved it for you because I think you're the most relevant co-host to be able to comment on this. It is an opinion piece written by Adamo Freeman. Now, have you met Adamo? Were you around when he was around here?
No.
Okay. So Adamo Freeman, for those that don't know, is the founder of CopBlock, copblock.org, very popular police accountability website. I'm a big fan of CopBlock. I've been around since the very beginning of this organization. I got the badge to prove it. I've got they issued badges a couple of years ago.
Those are really confusing from a distance before you know they exist.
Yeah, it says on the badge, when you get close enough to read it, it says badges don't grant extra rights. And then there's a number, like a serial number, or a police number, and mine is number 5. So I'm in the top 5 of the CopBlock founder types. Free Talk Live has been a longtime supporter and sponsor of Adamo and Pete and, you know, those guys over at CopBlock and the good work that they've done. I personally have been on the streets for countless hours, going and holding the police accountable when they are harassing peaceful people like college students for open container violations or just pulling over folks for no real crime whatsoever, and trying to hold the police accountable, recording video of them, which is one of the things that CopBlock advocates for, is to record. Get these guys on the record. Have a camera present, whether it's you being pulled over or you spot somebody else being pulled over who you don't even know. I usually ask their permission. I'll usually ask the victim's permission to record. And if they say yes, then I'll go ahead and record the scene. I don't want to upset the person.
You don't know whether those people are necessarily victims until you've stood around
for
a little
while.
It's a pretty good bet.
Yeah, the odds are if the police are pulling someone over, they are a victim of the police. 99% of the time they're not pulling over a wanted murderer or, you know, rapist or something like that. They're pulling someone over for a stop sign violation.
And when they do pull somebody over for something that's an actual offense, not an actual crime, and an actual offense, they tend to do things like draw their guns and encircle
the
car. So if all he does is have his hand on his gun, then it's probably some sort of victimless crime.
Yeah, that's a good point. And if the cops were to have drawn guns on a car, then I would record without asking someone's permission. So my general rule is, if it just looks like your regular old traffic stop, as soon as the cop walks away from the car door, you know, after they come up and take the license from the person, I'll say something to the person who's driving, like, hey, is it all right if I record this? And sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. So anyway, I'm a big fan of CopBlock. I think they do good work. CopBlock.org has constantly, the latest news about very naughty police all around the United States and around the world. Cops doing violent, terrible things, oppressing people. It's just a depressing but enlightening blog if you've never seen it before. So I recommend it. Recommend you check that out. But Adamo Freeman, we've had him on the show. He's been a co-host. He's been sitting in your seat in the past on a regular basis because he used to actually live here in Keene. Keene is sort of, it's almost like the home of CopBlock. The CopBlock founders have all lived here in this very house and got a long history with him. And Adamo, when he started CopBlock, he was pretty upset. He was pretty, and rightfully so. I mean, he'd been a victim.
Well, I don't think that calm Zen people tend to start things like CopBlock.
Right. He was upset, and for good reason. You know, he'd been a victim of the war on drugs. In fact, he's writing a book about that now that he started while he was most recently in jail. He just got out about a week or so ago. from being held. He's facing criminal charges, felony charges in Ohio for possession and distribution of cannabis, facing several years in prison over that. So he's out on bail at this moment. And this is a blog that he wrote while he was in jail. He wrote a few different blogs. This one I thought was really interesting. I'm going to share it with you. So it is entitled, "Was I Wrong?" While you may think this post will be about my pending case out of Warren County, Ohio, it is not. I am most certainly not in the wrong in those matters, which will be sorted out later. The post, or this post, is about my efforts here at copblock.org over the last few years, particularly from 2014 to mid-year of 2016. During that time, I helped launch the F the Police logo with CopBlock branding and frequently used the hashtag F Your Badge. Before I explain how such messages may have been more harmful or way less effective than good, allow me to provide a little background on myself. My very first police interaction was at the age of 14 years old while walking the streets of the small Wisconsin town that I grew up in, Mayville. This interaction was a simple case of small-town cops who were a little too power-hungry or thought us kids were really up to no good. All we were actually doing was walking the strip while other kids drove laps. Over the next 20 years, I was arrested more times than I can remember, but aside from two pre-18 years old fights, which is, I think, all too common, I've never been arrested for a crime with a victim, for using violence, or for damaging property. So, since he became 18, you know, I got in a couple of fights when he was a kid. But
and when you're 18, you kind of have more of an option to walk away. So, I feel like,
fight,
that's,
mean,
and
like
I don't know the details of that, but I feel like that's relevant.
He says, I believe that from the late 90s until 2013, all of my interactions with the police left me not only with a bad taste in my mouth, but also with some deeply rooted anger towards police officers, especially those that led to felony convictions, which stripped me of my firearms and passion for hunting. And while in CopBlock's infancy, my anger was probably shielded by the sound messages of film the police and badges don't grant extra rights. It eventually came through loud and clear in 2014, though some understood, many did not, and instead of finding mutual ground to work on, many were pushed away from the CopBlock brand. I justified my actions by challenging others to simply do them, or by saying that I thought such messages of F the police or F your badge could be effective if people looked deeper into the issue. Basically going for shock value to get people thinking, but how can I expect them to think more or deeper with such a turn-off at the start? In the words of Mahatma Gandhi, and you know things are changing for Damo when he's citing Mahatma Gandhi.
Well, I mean, I've never met him in real life, but I have him on Facebook, and he's pretty, I mean, especially for somebody who's victimized as much as he is, that doesn't surprise me. He's pretty calm.
Madness,
at least now.
Answered with madness, simply deepens it. It never dispels it. That's from The Essential Gandhi, page 221. And he says, and Gandhi, via that book, The Essential Gandhi, which is in the jail library here, for some amazing reason, is who brought me full circle to this viewpoint, along with an amazing person in my life who showed me to look inward and then outward, you know who you are. I see now that love and non-cooperation are the keys to ending oppressive state actions, and that, quote, if we are to make progress, we must not repeat history, but make new history. Again, from The Essential Gandhi, page 206. He says, they say violence begets violence, so obviously hate also begets hate. When I first came to the realization that my most recent run-in with the law was going to leave me in a cage for an unknown amount of time, I reverted back to some of this hate. I called the corrections officers masters and referred to the inmates as slaves, because if we don't even own our own bodies, then that's what we are. And while that analogy may ring true, it does me no good in terms of showing those corrections officers the truth of my wrongful caging or the errors of their professions.
I don't know if that's accurate.
You don't know. Well, tell me, what do you mean by that?
I don't know, because I don't know who these people are, and I don't think he does either. It may or may not show them that, like, I don't, people are very individualized as to what's going to show them the truth, and I don't know that, you know, yelling at cops is going to convert a cop, but I don't know what those particular cops, whether or not that shows them anything or not. Maybe that's the first time somebody pointed that out to them. Maybe they've heard this for 20 years. I don't know. I don't think he does either.
But is it
so
likely?
I don't think that he can say that.
Are you more or less likely to listen to what someone's saying if they insult you?
Me personally? I don't think my conversion is really like a whole lot of other people's, but I mean,
I'm not asking you about your conversion.
No,
I'm
you
saying
said you.
I'm just saying if someone is saying something to you and they preface it with an insult, are you more or likely or less likely to listen to that person? Hold on, we'll continue the discussion here. 855-450 free. If you want to weigh in, this is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free, join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype You can Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Tonight, in the studio, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We're talking about Adamo Freeman and not his most recent or upcoming court case for being arrested for marijuana. We're certainly going to continue to follow that. But this is about an article that he wrote, a blog post that he wrote while he was in jail, entitled "Was I Wrong?" And he's kind of looking at the history of Adamo, his own history, and being involved with and the creator of copblock.org, and kind of where he was coming from, and you know, maybe possibly changing his viewpoint on how to communicate effectively to the police and their supporters. So he's referring to his anger and hatred for the police, and citing some quotes from a book called The Essential Gandhi that he happened to find while he was in jail, and he says that it brought him full circle to this viewpoint, along with the help from an amazing person in his life, which...
Is that you, Ian?
No, I believe that's his girlfriend.
Funny, I thought it was too.
But I have had a similar path as Adamo did. I moved to New Hampshire and had a pretty big chip on my shoulder, an axe to grind over the police, and then proceeded to...
Really?
Yep, and then proceeded to change that viewpoint into one of perspective of peace and love and forgiveness and understanding. So let me go on here with what Adamo says.
I'm sure the police really appreciate it too, Ian.
Well, actually, yeah, some of the cops and I get along pretty well, as a matter of fact.
You don't. So. I don't think you know that. I mean, how do you know you get along well versus how do you know if you're under investigation?
Well, I mean,
it's a really
I'm
easy
reasonably
way to
certain
investigate
he
somebody.
Is under investigation.
I have been under investigation for sure, but you know, there's a difference between a police officer who, like, talks to you like a human being, and then there's another, you know, and compare that to an officer who will ignore me and treat me like I'm a ghost. So I've had, you know, a wide range of responses from the Keene police.
Right, but I'm saying just because they're being pleasant doesn't mean that they're not just...
They could be conducting investigation, for sure. And, you know, if it gets further than just pleasantries, then I would be aware of something like that happening. But, you know, I've had dinner with... Tim Pelequin in town on a couple of different occasions when I was at the 100 Nights, which is a local homeless shelter, masquerade ball. We would eat together and, you know, have enjoyable conversation. I mean, he didn't have to treat me like that. He doesn't, you know, and I didn't have to treat him that way either. But there was, a mutual respect between the two of us. The difference between the previous police chief and the one who just recently died, the one previous to him and the one who just passed away, surprisingly, was a huge difference. The one previous to him treated me like I didn't exist, as though he were like a small child, acting like I was a ghost or something like that. Very rude, very unprofessional. And the new guy, who is now passed away, unfortunately, actually took the time to come up and introduce himself to me, and further called me once when he had a story about a bad batch of heroin that was going around town. And he asked me for help. He asked me to help publicize that particular story about, you know, people overdosing on a particularly bad and specifically identifiable batch of heroin. And
well,
so
right, but I'm just saying
I agreed
that
with him.
Aren't reasons to let your guard down.
I didn't say anything about letting my guard down. I just talked about how treating somebody with, you know, like a human being and respectfully can actually, you know, garner some of that back. And I can understand, you know, you should also be very careful, and it's generally a bad idea to talk to the police, you know, especially if you are being investigated. But in these circumstances, I didn't feel like any sort of, you know, dangerous subjects were being broached or anything like that. So, anyway, back to the story here.
I guess I have a couple of thoughts on that.
Yeah, sure.
One, it's the police's job to keep their enemies close, right? Uh-huh. So, you know, I mean, you'll find them hanging out with drug dealers and things like that.
That's what they used to train them to do before they trained them to shoot cops. I mean, to shoot dogs.
Right. I mean, you know, it's called an investigation. It is an investigation, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that Melanie has a reasonable point.
Are you
I
saying the police chief was investigating when he called me and asked me for help publicizing a bad batch of heroin?
No, I think he was taking advantage of a publication that he knew he had access to.
Well, he didn't know he had access to it. It was his first time ever asking for anything like that.
Yeah, I can tell you I couldn't get anything published in Freekeen.
but I was willing to do it because I saw it as a shared goal of harm reduction.
Okay, oh, right. I agree. But if I call the New York Times with something they're interested in and say, hey, you want to publish this, and they publish it, that doesn't mean they like me. It means they like my story.
That's fine. To have the police chief have enough respect for Freekeen.com, my blog site on which you are also a blogger, Melanie, to have that was a marked difference from the guy who was his predecessor, who basically ignored me and treated me like I didn't exist. So big difference to me as far as, how I was approached.
I agree with you. I think the value of, not being angry at the police lies mostly in they don't care if you're angry at them, that it only harms you. Hate harms the hater.
That much is true.
So I do concur that if somebody's going to listen to you, that they're going to listen to you because you sound convincing, not because you're, angry and yelling and all those other things.
Exactly.
Well, and that depends on the audience. I think that...
an angry message is going to reach an angry audience. I mean, that's why Christopher Cantwell is very, very popular.
I mean, when I started listening to Tom Woods, it took me, and this is ridiculous on my part, I admit that, but it took me a good month to realize he was an anarchist. He had to actually come out and say it, because I'm just like, listen to this guy for at least two shows every day, because I was like driving a long way to work at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, for some reason, didn't catch on to that until he said it, because I was like, he's just really calm. He must be a minarchist. And that is bad logic. I'm not saying that's good logic, but you're not going to have an audience full of people who are using good logic all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So different methods work for different people.
No, I think that's true. I think that's definitely true. But what is the most effective method in general? And I would say, well, maybe Ademo's onto something here. So he said that he was, when he was put in this jail, he called the corrections officers masters, referred to the inmates as slaves. And he says that while that may ring true, it does me no good in terms of showing these officers the truth of my wrongful caging or the errors of their professions. Two particular quotes from Gandhi highlighted this clearly for me, so much so that I made the first one of them into a two-page poster that now hangs in my cell, though I removed the word God and put I in its place. These quotes were taken after Gandhi was attacked by a British crowd and government agents in South Africa in the late 1800s. Quote, I hope God will give me the courage and sense to forgive them and to refrain from bringing them to law. I have no anger against them. I'm only sorry for their ignorance and their narrowness. I know that they sincerely believe what they are doing today is right and proper. I have no reason, therefore, to be angry with them.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. The vast majority of police that are out there enforcing, whatever laws, these laws with victimless crimes and these sorts of things, believe they're doing the right thing. And they've been told their whole lives that this is the right thing to do, and it thus confronting them about it is entirely different than, some kind of scared straight program in prison where they yell at them and take their shoes. The kids know that they're doing wrong, and so the yelling at them may or may not be more effective. I'm not entirely sure.
We will continue here with a little more from Ademo Freeman as he wrote from jail. Was he wrong, he asks, in his previous viewpoint of anger and hatred toward the police. You can share your thoughts and your experience as well if you want to weigh in here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want, your perspective on communicating with the police. And Adamo Freeman from copblock.org has written what I consider to be an excellent article where he talks about kind of his personal evolution that he's been going through recently on how to feel about the police, how to kind of think about them, look at them, to communicate with them. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Melanie is the resident angry at cops person on Free Talk Live.
Well, I mean, I would distinguish between angry at cops and hating cops. I am less angry at cops since...
So you hate them more than you... Or,
I mean, I don't know if there's more and less hatred. I mean, to me... Anger is a feels, and hatred is a position.
Hmm.
I think it's a pretty good argument, okay. Actually.
So you're saying your anger has lessened?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's here? Not in my face, and maybe that's good, maybe that's bad. I don't know. It's not in my face. I don't have to deal with it as much. Not that I was dealing with it as much as a lot of people are anyway, but...
So you moved here to New Hampshire from Louisiana, and you've detected a difference between the police in the South and
here? Oh, yeah, it's definitely different.
And is this from your own personal interactions with them or just seeing less of them on the streets? Like, what is the difference? What's the palpable things that you have noticed?
I haven't really had too many interactions with them. And when I have, it was, I don't want to say my fault, but I wasn't avoiding them. I haven't been victimized by them per se since I've been up here. I do see way less of them. And when I do see them, like, they kind of, and I understand that I'm like an educated white woman, so maybe different people have different experiences, but from what I can tell, at least, they don't, like, they're more lawful evil, I guess, than chaotic evil. They don't seem to, from what I can tell, distinguish between groups of people that they like, and I'm sure that they do to some extent, but it's not as blatant. Maybe it's just not as blatant. I don't know. But, you know, I've seen every model car pulled over on the side of the road, not just your older, more broken-looking cars.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen them harass people at random. I have seen them harass people. Most of the time, it was people who were kind of planning for it. Not that they deserved it, but kind of knew that that was going to happen, for the most part.
There is a difference between the police up here and my experience down south. I remember going back down to Florida after living here for 6 years in New Hampshire and just being struck at how many cops there were everywhere. And I doubt, you know, maybe there are a lot more over that six-year time frame, but I suspect it was always like that. It's just that I grew up there, so I didn't really, you know, I didn't really realize how much of a presence they had. When I finally saw that was when I'd lived here for 6 years and then went back down there. It was like every intersection, I swear to you, I looked over and there was a cop.
Oh, at least one. And yeah. I mean, it's noticeably different. And it's not like I was, you know, taking stats when I was down there, but it is noticeably different.
Right.
There were so many less up here.
Here it's not uncommon. I would say it is typical to be able to drive from Keene, New Hampshire, in the southwestern corner of the state, to Concord, as we're going to do tomorrow to testify on a Bitcoin bill, to drive to Concord and see zero police officers on the drive there. You might be more likely to see them in Concord and in Keene, so like in the metro.
Yeah, I was
going to
say that, as I don't really notice what you're talking about as a lack of police. I find them, I see them just about every day that I go to Keene, too.
Yeah, but you're talking about when you see them in Keene. I'm saying on the road between here
yes,
and Concord.
I'm willing to concede that. Look, yeah. I've never, you know, my interactions with the police have generally not been terrible, and that's pretty funny thing to say for a guy who's been in prison. I mean, I've had worse and better ones, and oftentimes I've felt like they haven't served. And recently, when I've called them to deal with a crazy caller, mm-hmm. I haven't, you know, they haven't done anything, so I really haven't felt like I've been served in that
well,
way.
Well, as but we know, they have no obligation to protect you.
If I had a hate for anyone, and that's, I guess that's the position as opposed to the feeling, is that it would be government generally. Now, I will agree with you that the police are the, you know, the tip of the spear when it comes to the government, but you know, I mean, most of them are just low-level functionaries trying to do their jobs.
Well, right, but if you had to pick between them and their victims, which is what hate is about and which is not what anger is about, then if you're choosing the victims over them, then you're, like, the reason I want bad things to happen to cops is so that they quit oppressing people. Because once you're dead, you can't oppress people anymore. Once you're locked in a cage, if you're by yourself, you can't oppress people anymore. If you're you know, if you're,
mostly the people that the cops are bothering, the thing is I don't have a high estimation of humanity generally. So therefore, I don't have a particularly high estimation of cops, but I don't have a high estimation of their victims either. A lot of the people with whom the police are dealing were driving recklessly, by my estimation. They are, careless. They, you know, just a whole bunch of things that got them caught in the first place. And, you know, cry me a river. I got better things to do than worry about
them. Well, and up here, that might be true for a good part of it, but that's not true everywhere.
All right.
Well, okay, but back to what you were saying, Melanie, as far as, like, you want to see the cops dead or in a cage. And I understand where you're coming from, but ultimately, what we've seen is when there have been times when cops have been killed, and that has resulted in more cops being recruited into those jobs.
Right,
and
but we've
more
never
likely,
seen it happen on a sustained basis. And, hey, if my options are convert all the cops or kill all the cops, I'd rather convert them.
Okay.
But as long as that's not on the table, if the options are, and this isn't really an option because there's no practical way to do this that I'm aware of at the time, if the options are I can get rid of the oppressor or I can watch the victims keep being oppressed, I have to side with the victims. And that doesn't even have – I'm not saying that, you know, wouldn't necessarily feel good, but that's really not about emotions. That's about I have two groups of people. One of them's committing an action. One of them's a victim, and I have to pick between the two.
Mm-hmm.
If I had the button and I, you know, I could
– no button. You're just at war is what you are, and they don't know that necessarily you're at war with them, but that's...
If they're listening, they know.
That's the state at which you are existing. You're like, and I don't feel that way. I'm not at war. I'm, you know, attempting to spread the ideas of liberty to police, government bureaucrats, and the public at large in the hopes that we can have a world one day, hopefully tomorrow, but unlikely, where there is more freedom and more prosperity for everybody. And, the lack of police tomorrow isn't going to make for a better America, okay? The dumb butts that they're pulling over on the side of the road are going to be just as stupid tomorrow. We need education and responsibility before you
right,
get rid of the monopoly.
Right, which is why I'm on the radio and writing online and not shooting cops.
thank goodness.
But, I mean, and even in kind of communication and education, you could say, and I don't think you said this, but you can say, and some people do say this, that you're just going to try to reach everybody, and you kind that that's kind of not an option.
Yeah,
different people are responding to different people will respond to different things. So if you pick one format, people who are going to not respond to that format are going to respond to something else or not respond at all.
Yeah, what
and
you put out there
some
is what you track.
Like mutually,
right.
And a lot of styles are mutually exclusive.
Right. You can have the hate-filled screed, or you can have the convincing dialogue, but you can't have both. A
well, no, you
screed
can. You could have hate-filled logic. that's been done.
Well, what I'm hearing you say is that you know where you're coming from is going to attract a certain type of person.
Right.
Right. And that's definitely true. What you put out there in the world is what you will attract to yourself. And so that's why somebody like Chris Cantwell puts out a bunch of hate. And he attracts some very hate-filled people around him. The toll-free
right, but hate-filled people can convert and be good anarchists.
They can. The toll-free number here, 855-453, but they shouldn't stay in a place that...
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? We'll be right back. See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Join us right here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you may Skype in here at username lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
We're talking about anger and hatred and the police and activists and, you know, where people are coming from and the possibility to change one's perspective, as Ademo Freeman sounds like he has done, as he had sat in a jail cell for several weeks earlier this year. He just got out probably like a week or two ago. And he wrote an article entitled, "Was I Wrong?" And we're going to get back into that coming up here in moments. Your thoughts, your calls are certainly welcome. And how'd you like to try out what might be the best pillow you'll ever use? Nearly risk-free. You can do it for 60 days with MyPillow. You go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL. You'll get your MyPillow at half price. It's a great pillow because it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. And it really works at that. Plus, it's also washable. You can put it in your washer and the dryer. It's designed for that. It's an amazing product, and you can try it for yourself. Get half off by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, code FTL at MyPillow.com. You get one for half off or two for the price of one. It is up to you. And if for some reason you decide you don't like it, you can send it back within that first 60 days, and you'll get your purchase price refunded to you. Plus, if you keep it, as we've done, the pillow is guaranteed to last for 10 years. So MyPillow really stands behind their product. It's always nice to, you know, when a business really puts, you know, their money where their mouth is, so to speak here. MyPillow.com, code FTL for half out.
It's a great pillow. There's no doubt about it.
All right. So you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. A little bit more here from Ademo Freeman over at copblock.org. He's quoting some Gandhi, and I'm just going to read this most recent quote here. He's got two that he's sharing from Gandhi. after he was attacked, Gandhi was, by a British crowd and government agents in South Africa in the late 1800s. He wrote, quote, "I hope God will give me the courage and sense to forgive them and to refrain from bringing them to law. I have no anger against them. I'm only sorry for their ignorance and their narrowness. I know that they sincerely believe what they are doing today is right and proper. I have no reason, therefore, to be angry with them." Well, I mean, there's always a reason to be angry. I mean, anybody who is angry will always have all kinds of justifications for their anger. So it's easy to justify that particular emotion. But I agree with Gandhi here that it is more productive for you to pity that person. So sort of on the scale of emotions going from anger to love or from hatred to love, whichever way you want to look at that, pity is a step up from anger.
Well, I think the most productive thing for you would be to not have any feelings for them at all
whatsoever,
way or the other. And just because not having feelings or even having pity for them is more productive for you doesn't mean that's where you're at. And going and finding someone who's being extremely victimized by the cops at the time, even not like literally that second, but generally in their day-to-day life, and telling them that it's more productive for them to be happy and go meditate is kind of asinine. Like, that's not, unless you're going to show them how to do that and take them through that process, and I don't think that any of us have degrees in clinical psychology, then that's, you're not helping, you're just kind of making smart comments.
No, I agree with you. You can't lead a horse to water and, you know, force him to drink, right?
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and say that meditating when you have some kind of issue that's bothering you is a good idea.
It's a good idea, but what she's saying is you can't force that on somebody.
Well, and I'm not going to say you can't force that on somebody. I'm saying unless you're going to actually show them how to do it, taking someone who has little coping skills and is victimized on a daily basis or almost weekly basis or whatever.
Well, you could be willing to show them.
Telling them to meditate without actually...
Yeah, that's not helpful. I agree with you. You can be willing to show somebody, but most of the time someone in that position isn't even interested in hearing it. They're not interested in learning meditation. They're not interested in hearing anything about being more positive or, you know, loving or pitying somebody. They're not even receptive.
They might not understand why that's a productive thing to do, and that might just be where they're at. And maybe that's not the most optimal place for them to be at, but if I have somebody who's at a place that's suboptimal and I have the person who's, you know, making death threats against, credible death threats in person against them on a weekly basis, and I go to the person who's being, you know, maybe not as happy as they should and start telling them what they should do different, like, I think most people can understand why that doesn't make you come off as... Well, even if that is your goal, it doesn't necessarily make you come off as wanting to help that person because you're kind of focusing.
Yeah. You have to be able to meet somebody where they are. And if somebody's in a place of anger and you're, you know, coming at the police from a place of forgiveness and love, that is not going to work. You're not going to be able to communicate effectively to that angry person.
In those types of media, I think, are valuable to people who need that. And the "we hate cops and this is why" types of media are valuable. And it, I mean, he said shock value. It's not necessarily shock value. I mean, I wasn't looking for libertarian philosophy when I found libertarian philosophy. I was looking for someone to hate on cops with.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the, you know, you have the places you're just like, yeah, we hate cops. Why? 'Cause. Like, okay, that's whatever. But, you know, if you're going to have the philosophy along with it.
As most of the time you'll see from copblock.org, there generally are libertarians who are running that organization at the higher levels.
Yeah, and it's not the only method, but it is a method, and it does reach some people. And, I mean, I admit to probably taking this a little bit more personally than I really should. I don't think I ever would have converted without the, you know, F the police type messages out there.
Well, those messages aren't going to go away. And so I see what you're saying, and I agree with you. These different types of messaging reach different groups of people.
Well, my argument for the more calm and, reasoned isn't the right terminology, the more calmed and convincing sort of message is that, A, it's more effective on a larger group of people, and, B, it doesn't destroy the preacher of that message from the inside.
All right, well, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Hung Like Jesus. He's on the line via Skype. Go ahead, Hung. You're calling from Georgia.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, hang on. I got some sort of news feed going on in the background. Okay, we got you now. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, why people continue to quote Gandhi or look up to Gandhi for any other reason is something I just have never understood. Gandhi was a huge anti-black racist.
Was
it? Highly documented, and I still understand why people still quote him.
Well, nobody's perfect. I mean, there's definitely, I know.
But that's your response to racism? Nobody's perfect?
I do understand. No,
excellent.
No, my response to racism is that racism is not acceptable. That's why we kicked Chris Cantwell off this show. But as far as, you know, somebody who has a viewpoint that does not 100% agree with me doesn't mean that they haven't said useful, wise things.
Well, you know.
Would you be quoting Hitler?
I'm sorry, you guys are both talking over one another. What was that, Hung?
I couldn't make it past the racist part, so whatever you said after that would just escape me.
So right, I mean, so would you be on here quoting Hitler because he said some good things, or would you say, no, that was a racist POS, let me not quote him?
Okay. Let's just say that Hitler has a whole lot worse, you know, public persona as far, you know, compared to Gandhi. I don't think most people are aware that Gandhi was racist. It's something I didn't find out until, like, the last, you know, 5 years ago, basically. And
yeah, it looks like it's been whitewashed, but that's the case. Thanks for bringing that up, Hung. I would say that if I had to rebut it, and it's difficult to rebut, but I would say that if I had to, that Martin Luther King Jr. used Gandhi's philosophy to create his own very successful philosophy. And, you know, not only have I read that, but I actually spoke with his roommate from Boston College and said that that was so. So, I mean, well, you know, that's the best rebuttal I got.
Well, that's in question as well. And another one is Abraham Lincoln. Why Obama idolizes him is also beyond me. But anyway, what I called for is, you know, sometimes this work, you have to be built for it. And by that I mean some people can take it through the long haul and some people can't. Until you're tested, you really don't know what you're made out of. And you know, and if I'm speaking out of turn, please let me know, because I didn't hear the first part of the show. I just came in when I heard Gandhi. So I don't, and I was trying to read the article that Ademo had written, but I hadn't got a chance to. But when you're tested, that really shows the person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's going to really show who's going to be in it for the long haul. Like I said, everybody's not built for it, and like I said, until you're tested, you'll never know.
No, I agree with that.
When 100%.
It's one thing to say one thing about, you know, love and forgiveness. It's another thing to be, you know, to have that pressure put on in an instant and, you know, see how you actually respond. No doubt about it.
You know, it's certain things that I can't do. I can't do public protests because I'm not built for it.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Me either.
Because you'll get too angry?
Yeah, I get so angry.
Oh, yeah.
I remember an instance where Ian and I were at an event and a friend got arrested and I wanted to punch somebody. And I realized.
And that would not have helped the situation.
It wouldn't have at all.
Yeah. Hey, Hung, if you got more to say, stand by. We can bring it back for that. If not, thank you for the call. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us as well at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 2. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.